This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
With Dylan Matthews, every morning starting at 5, we give you the latest local Atlanta news. Sports news doesn't stop, and we're here to get you caught up on the latest Atlanta sports news and more.
The Hometown Take is on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Now, here's Dylan.
What's going on, everybody? It is your boy Dylan Matthews live in the Kia Studios giving you the Hometown Take. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at underscore Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. It's a Friday. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. And shout out to all my people listening in the bed right now as well. Got a lot to get into on this Friday. We are going to talk a lot of Atlanta Falcons football, but I want to first, we'll touch on the Hawks as well, but the first thing I want to touch on is, this does deal with the Atlanta Falcons, but it's mostly NFL combine stuff. Had a couple of standouts yesterday, and one of the main standouts I want to get to is a guy who could end up here in Atlanta, depending on what the Falcons decide to do at the quarterback spot, and that is Dallas Turner, the edge rusher slash linebacker out of Alabama. He had a great day at the combine yesterday. Dallas Turner did his thing. He had a he ran a 4.47, I believe it was. I'm pulling all the information back up here now, but ran a 4.47, had a 40.5-inch vertical. Broad jump was a 10.7. Dude was out there rocking it, showing off the athletic ability left and right. So this, to me, begs the question of, did Dallas Turner raise his stock anymore yesterday? Did he bring his stock up anymore? Again, a lot of mock drafts. If the Falcons aren't going quarterback at 8, they've got Dallas Turner slotted right here to the ATL at 8. And after seeing what I saw yesterday, man, give me Dallas Turner. Now again, we have to figure out the quarterback situation first. And I have a cut I want you to listen to as well that's going to pertain to that, that would allow us to draft Dallas Turner. But I'm going to let you hear that here in just a minute. But again, depending on what the Falcons decide to do with quarterback. Because obviously if they're going to draft a quarterback with their first overall pick, whether they trade up or whether they stay at eight, they won't be able to get Dallas Turner if they draft a quarterback. And I'm seeing in one mock draft here, I'm not sure whose mock draft this is, but I'm seeing one mock draft here that had the Falcons trading up with the Los Angeles Chargers, so getting to five, that's where the Chargers are slotted right now, and then drafting Drake May. So we'll see how that kind of plays out. That's new. That's interesting. But I want you to hear this cut from Zach Klein of WSB-TV, because it seems like the way the quarterback situation has shifted throughout the national media, throughout the local media, it seems like obviously everybody was fairly high. Some people are high on Kirk Cousins, but it feels like a lot of the Kirk Cousins steam, like people say, and Atlanta Falcons fans talk about Kirk Cousins, but it seems like realistically the chances of Kirk coming to Atlanta had gone down. It seemed like that steam had really fallen off. It seemed like that really wasn't a thing that was going to happen anymore, because we heard reports too that the Falcons wanted to draft a quarterback, that they wanted to get a young quarterback. Obviously, the Justin Fields trade rumors about him coming to Atlanta are hot right now. And again, if it's not Justin Fields, it seems like the Falcons would draft a quarterback. But the Kirk Cousins talk picked up a little steam yesterday. Zach Klein, again, at WSB-TV, he joined Dukes and Bell yesterday. And listen to what he's hearing out in Indy when it comes to who the Falcons' number one option is at quarterback.
Everybody I talk to says the logical thing is for them to draft. They want to go for a veteran move. All eyes, all arrows, everything points towards Kirk Cousins. You know, Arthur Blank has basically told this front office staff, do what you got to do, pay what you got to pay, get it done. So everybody I talk to, agents, other coaches and scouts, guys around the league, that's the feeling that they are saying. And what they are hearing is that the Falcons will put all their attention on Kirk Cousins moving forward. Now, Terry's not saying that, and Raheem's not saying that, but that's what guys around the league are talking about.
What? According to some sources that Zach Klein has, WSB-TV, he's out there in Indy. What he's hearing is that Arthur Blank is telling the Falcons brigade, the Falcons regime, the Falcons brass, however you want to put it, he's telling them, do what you got to do, pay what you got to pay, and go get Kirk Cousins. That's a spicy meatball. Whew, okay. So, again, is this smoke being thrown? Not to say that Zach is throwing smoke, but to say that maybe the chatter out there is maybe the chatter is being created internally, to throw some people off. Is it a smoke screen? That's what I'm asking. Is it a smoke screen being put out by the Falcons front office to throw the trail off of where they're really trying to go? Because we see a lot of this during this time. This is about smokescreen time right about now. This is just about smokescreen time. So we'll start getting a lot more of this from other teams and probably from the Falcons as well. Because teams will say, nah, you know, we actually aren't that high on that guy. Actually, you know, we think we might go with this guy, or, you know, we're looking at this guy. Teams will put that out to, again, throw people off the trail, try to catch people by surprise. It's all about gamesmanship. That's the one thing we all have to remember about the NFL draft. There's a lot of chess involved. There's a lot of gamesmanship, a lot of smoke screens being thrown, because everybody wants to know what everybody else is doing. Every team would love to know what the other 31's team's plans are. And so that doesn't happen. Other teams try to throw every other team off the trail. They try to make them think they're going to zig when they're really going to zag. They make them think, oh, yeah, we're going to go get, in the Falcons case, oh, yeah, what, nah, we're not going to draft a quarterback. We're going to get Kirk. We're going to pay Kirk whatever he wants. He wants 2 years, $90 million. We're going to give it to him. Fully guaranteed. What? That's what we're going to do? Yeah. We're going to give Kirk Cousins his money, and we're going to bring Kirk Cousins here. Now, again, this could be absolutely legit. They could really be all in for Kirk Cousins. I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised if that's the case. But what I am saying is that I wouldn't be surprised if this is a smokescreen either. Putting it out there that, yeah, you know, we think we might, you know, be really serious contenders on Kirk Cousins. Putting it out there so that when they try to trade up and go get a Jaden Daniels or a Drake May, as I just saw in one of these latest mock drafts, they catch some teams by surprise. So there's gamesmanship involved here when it comes to the NFL draft, absolutely. But again, if this is legit and the Falcons, that's one scenario. This could be a smokescreen, and they're just trying to throw teams off their actual trail of what they really want to do. That's one scenario. The other scenario is they could really be all in for Kirk Cousins. We've heard Raheem Morris tell the media that he thinks this team is capable of winning now. He told you. You've seen the clip everywhere that he said, if the Falcons had better quarterback play, I'm probably not standing here, which is facts. The Falcons got better quarterback play last year, made the playoffs. I guarantee you Arthur Smith is still the head coach. Period. So we know the Falcons' main problem is they need a quarterback. We know they have a pretty good roster. Besides a quarterback, the most important position on the field. So if they really feel like, which it seems like they do, and they're not going to say, oh, no, we're not ready to, you know, we're close, but even if we had a good quarterback, we ain't ready to win like that. They're not going to say that, obviously. But you can tell they really, really do feel like, and again, it's not the Falcons just saying this. Other insiders, reporters, I mean, everybody realizes. Falcons fans, we all know. Quarterback play is what plagued us last season. Quarterback play is what kept us out of the playoffs last season. So it's not surprising when you hear this come from Zach Klein saying that we're going to go all in for Kirk Cousins. Or the Falcons are going to go all in for Kirk Cousins. So I would not be opposed to it because I think Kirk Cousins is a really good quarterback. And I know some people are like, Kirk Cousins has a ceiling. Kirk can't win no Super Bowl. Look at those teams he had in Minnesota. Kirk can't win no Super Bowl. Okay. What I'm saying is, I think Kirk Cousins has gotten better and better through the years in Minnesota. Who knows what they would have done last season if he didn't get hurt? And they did have the disappointing year where they won all those games. I think it was, 13, 14 games, however much they won. Won a lot of close games that year and lost in the first round of the playoffs to the New York Giants. That's what helped Daniel Jones get his contract that he has now, but that being besides the point. But I believe Kirk Cousins can help this team win a Super Bowl. With the weapons that we have and the weapons that we could acquire, I think Kirk Cousins could win the Falcons the Super Bowl. I think he can help do that. I think he is a good enough quarterback to help us do that. You sign Kirk Cousins. Now, if you sign Kirk Cousins, depending on how much you sign him for, I'm not saying, you know, he's actually going to get 2 years, $90 million. I think that's his top end price. I think that's just, you know, where he wanted to start at. And, you know, he's willing to come down and negotiate. But I do think he's going to obviously require the most money out of the free agent quarterbacks. So you pay him, you might not be able to do all the things you want to do in free agency, but You can build through the draft. You can keep that number 8 overall pick and draft Dallas Turner, who, again, just showed off what he can do at the combine. We've seen what he can do at Alabama with the pads on, but we saw the kind of athlete he is and the difference he can make with running a 4.47, 40.5-inch vertical, a 10.7 broad jump. So I am all for bringing in Kirk Cousins, drafting Dallas Turner, and then letting Terry cook the rest of the draft like he did last draft, and then doing what you can in free agency after you sign Kirk Cousins, if that is the move they make. Now, again, this could be a smokescreen, but this also could be real. So we'll see. Kirk Cousins might be the leader in the clubhouse again, according to Zach Klein. So we will see what happens. And when we come back, we're actually going to stick with some Atlanta Falcons football talk because, I got to play something for y'all. The Justin Fields stands aren't going to like this. The Justin Fields stands aren't going to like this. At least I don't think you will. Maybe you think it's fair. I think it's a fair statement. I'll tell you what I'm talking about. You'll hear it 5 minutes from now when we come back on the Hometown Take. Live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Friday on Sports Radio. 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Friday. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. And shout out to all my people listening in the bed right now as well. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work as well. Can't forget about y'all, because salute to you. I'm right here with you. I know the vibes. All right. Talked about this before we went to break. The morning shift. They had on Tony Pauline, NFL draft analyst for SportsKita.com. Tony Pauline's been all over, though. Very well-known name around the NFL. The morning shift asked him about Justin Fields. They asked him if the Falcons trading for Justin Fields, if it will be a good move for the Falcons. And I don't know, like I said, it may not make the Justin Fields stands angry, but it might take some wind out of their sails. But I think what he says about the Falcons trading for Justin Fields, and if it's a good move or not, I think it's a fair statement. Take a listen.
Well, I mean, you're going to have to really start from the ground up with Justin Fields and get between his ears. He had a terrific career at Ohio State. He ended it off very well. I think early in his NFL career, he's been more of a runner than he's been a passer. He's shown flashes, and what you got to do is you got to turn those flashes into consistent production. Is it a good pick? Is it a good trade? Is it a bad trade? It depends on what they give up. They're not going to get a quarterback in this year's draft. They are a quarterback needy team, and I think what's going to happen is, I think there will be a trade completed after the combine, whether it's Atlanta, maybe it's Las Vegas. There'll be a couple of teams out there, and it depends on who gives up the most, who's willing to offer the most draft picks in return.
There you have it. You heard it at the very beginning there. If the Falcons go get Justin Fields, he says they're going to have to start from the ground up with Justin Fields. From what he's saying, it basically sounds like if you get Justin Fields, you got to work with him like you're working with a rookie. Especially in between the ears, just because of what he's experienced in Chicago. Maybe, and I don't want to say this for sure because obviously I don't know. He's shown flashes just like Tony Pauline said in there, but maybe he's picked up some bad habits in Chicago. Who knows? But I think that's very telling for a guy like Tony Pauline to say you're going to have to work with a guy like Justin Fields, again, who's been in the league for, what, 3 years now? You're going to have to start from the ground up. And this is supposed to be a guy who's supposed to come in and help you win now if you trade for Justin Fields. If you get Justin Fields, he's supposed to not only help you win now, but be your future. And this has been my thing all along about going to trade for Justin Fields. You not only have to trade for him, give up draft capital for him. That's one thing you got to do to get Justin Fields. The second thing you got to do, and you might actually not have to do this, but there could be a situation and there could easily be a scenario where Justin Fields is like, I'm not going to any team that isn't ready to extend me immediately. I'm not going to accept any trade. And I guess he probably doesn't have the actual power to do this, but there could easily be a situation where he's like, I don't want to go to any team that's not ready to extend me immediately. So not only would you have to trade for Justin Fields, but there could be a scenario where you have to trade for him and pay him right away. Now, again, that may not happen, but it very well could happen. But you're going to potentially have to pay a guy franchise QB money when you hear guys like Tony Pauline say, if you trade for him, you have to start from the ground up? What? That's crazy. And again, he hasn't been consistent enough for me for what he's done in the NFL. Like, he's had a couple of flashes here and there. He's had some good stretches here and there. Okay. Guess what? Desmond Ridder showed flashes. Desmond Ridder had good stretches. Desmond Ridder had good games. But we all know where Desmond Ridder is not going to be or what he's not going to do, because he still could be on the Falcons this upcoming season. But we all know he ain't going to start, at least not if the guy the Falcons bring in is healthy. We know Desmond Ridder ain't starting. So it just worries me that there is too high of a risk. Now, is there a high reward? Of course. But there's too high of a risk when it comes to Justin Fields and what you would have to do to get him and the money you would also have to pay to potentially get him as well. When you can take a risk on Kirk Cousins, that is a much lower risk because all you have to worry about is making sure he's healthy. If he's healthy, then we know we're going to get at least very good to great, maybe even elite quarterback play. And if you draft a rookie, you know, okay, that's a risk in itself because drafting a quarterback is one of the most imperfect sciences ever. But you at least know you got a guy on a team-friendly deal that you can try and mold right off the bat. With Justin Fields, you hear Tony Pauline say you got to work from the ground up. That means you got to fix the problems that he's got now, tear all that down, rebuild a foundation, and start all over again. And I'm not sure that's the smartest move for the Falcons. And I'm not sure, as a Falcons fan, I want the Falcons to do that. So be mad if you want to, Justin Fields stands. I ain't say it. Tony Pauline did. Go check on him. Don't check me. That's all I'm saying. All right. I want you to hear another piece of sound that Tony Pauline had to say yesterday while he was on the morning shift. And this kind of aligns with our Kirk Cousins conversation that we had earlier, because the morning shift asked him, you know, about the Falcons trading up, being able to go get a Jaden Daniels and maybe even a Drake May, whatever. Tony Pauline doesn't think it's going to be that easy for the Falcons to trade up. And he also explains how he feels about the second-tier quarterbacks, the J.J. McCarthy's, the Bo Nix's, the Michael Penix Jr.'s of the world. And if this really – and this could be a scenario for the Falcons where it's hard to trade up for them. I'll let you hear what Tony Pauline has to say, then we'll continue to expand upon this.
Jaden Daniels is not going to be there. Jaden Daniels.
If they
is the
make a move,
two.
If they decide
yeah,
to maybe,
yeah, they would have
that.
To see the problem with making the move is the teams that own the top three selections: Chicago, Washington, New England. They all need quarterbacks, so they're quarterback needy teams at the top. And I think compared to last year, these guys are much higher rated than Bryce Young at this point. You have to make a huge move. You have to give a lot away to move up to get a guy like Jaden Daniels, who I think would be a great fit. Drake May, I don't think New England's going to pass on him. You know, you're looking at one of the second-tier quarterbacks. I don't know that J.J. McCarthy or Bo Nix are worth a top-10 selection. I would not select either of them, really, in the first 20 picks, but we live in a day and age where quarterbacks are overdrafted anywhere from a half to a full round. You know, do you take your chance and maybe hope that a Bo Nix is there in round two? If he is, I think that would be an outstanding fit for Atlanta.
He's not sure if he would take a Bo Nix or a J.J. McCarthy in the first 20 picks, let alone the top 10. He's not sure if he's picking them in the top 20. That's how he feels about those second-tier quarterbacks, the J.J. McCarthy's, the Bo Nix, and he didn't even mention Michael Penix because I don't even think he thinks Michael Penix is going to be a first-round pick. So that's where we stand with that. Then you heard him say in the first part of that cut that he's not sure the Falcons are going to be able to get up to three, maybe get up to – they maybe can get up to four. We know Kyler Murray is the guy in Arizona there, 10 toes down for Kyler Murray. Again, I did just see mock draft where the Falcons trade up to 5 with the Chargers. Chargers obviously don't need a quarterback. They could easily trade with the Falcons, go back to 8, get whoever their guy at 8 is. And so maybe you are able to get a Drake May at 4 or 5, because right now, I'll tell you this, Jaden Daniels' stock is rising. Drake May's stock isn't necessarily falling, but Jaden Daniels is surpassing, if not already surpassed, Drake May in a lot of mock drafts. Now, we'll see what happens on draft night, but right now, Jaden Daniels is starting to become the consensus number 2 overall pick behind Caleb Williams. So maybe he falls past New England. Arizona won't draft him. L.A. won't draft him. It'll be interesting to see what the Giants do. But if the Falcons get up to 4 or 5, there's an okay chance that they maybe could get Drake May. But you heard him say there, he doesn't believe Jaden Daniels is going to be there. So that goes into what, again, we were talking about earlier when it comes to Kirk Cousins and why the Falcons might be all the way in on Kirk Cousins, why the Falcons might have Kirk Cousins as their number one option, because they're starting to realize, oh, New England, they aren't going to try with Mac Jones. Gerard Mayo's like, I'm solid on Mac Jones. We're going to see what else we can get. Or they keep Mac Jones and have there be a competition between Mac Jones and whoever they draft. Who knows? But maybe they're hearing that New England is going to draft a quarterback no matter what. So that team that you initially thought you could trade with to get to 3, they're like, we're good. We're gonna draft a quarterback, so we need to stay at 3. So we're going to keep this pick. So now Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, and Drake May might be going 1, 2, 3. And you might be out of luck if you're the Falcons, if you stay at 8 or even if you get to 4, because those first 3 teams are going to grab the quarterbacks that you would have wanted. So that could be why Zach Klein is hearing Kirk Cousins is the Falcons' number one option right now, because they know they might not be able to get their guy in the draft after all, even if they traded up to number 4 or number 5, because New England's not trying to give up number 3 now because they want a QB after all. So very, very interesting stuff there from Tony Pauline. I will let you actually hear one more from Tony Pauline just to finish off the trifecta. Legarius Sneed, this is off the quarterback conversation, so we'll touch on this just real quick before we go to break here. Legarius Sneed, all reports, the Chiefs have not confirmed this, but all reports say that Legarius Sneed, most reports have been put out there that Legarius Sneed has been franchise tagged or is going to be franchise tagged by the Kansas City Chiefs. Now, that doesn't mean the Chiefs are necessarily set on keeping him, because there were earlier reports that Legarius Sneed could still talk to other teams. He could seek a trade, and the Chiefs could try and facilitate a trade with the franchise tag in place. So the Morning Shift asked Tony Pauline if they think the price tag to get Legarius Sneed, if a trade to get Legarius Sneed, might be too expensive for other teams' blood.
So I don't think the price tag is going to be too high. It's going to be twofold. It's going to be the team that wants him being able to agree to a contract with him, and then the price tag of with the Kansas City Chiefs. It could be a situation where it's a second rounder this year and a third round next year. There'll be some additional information coming out in the next couple of days, not the next couple of hours. And it's not going to be a huge price tag. I think a lot of people think the Chiefs, the tag and trade is the best move for them. And that's what the feeling is here.
There you have it. Tag and trade might be the way for the Chiefs. That way they at least get something back for one of the best corners in the NFL right now. And again, it's going to be up to a team to decide, a team like the Falcons who have been tied to Legarius Sneed. It's going to be up to a team like the Falcons to decide, do we want to give up draft capital and pay him? Because for Legarius Sneed, you're going to have to do both. I know for Justin Fields, you might have to do both too. For Legarius Sneed, you definitely got to do both. He's not going anywhere where he's not getting his money, period. He's not going to play out this year on the franchise tag without a deal. So will the Falcons be okay with giving up draft capital and trading for Legarius Sneed? I think he's worth it. But Is that what the Falcons want to do? We'll have to wait and see. All right, when we come back, you know what time it is. We do it every single week at the same dang time. It's called Grillin' Dylan. You can ask me whatever you like. Yeah. Whatever you want to talk about, where you want to talk about what the Falcons might do in the draft, if you think they should pull the trigger on Kirk Cousins, will they be able to trade up to number 3? We can talk about whatever you want. Football. We can talk about the Hawks. Obviously, they had a stinker last night in Brooklyn. Goodness gracious. We can talk about that. We can talk about movies, music, life, whatever you want to talk about. We will do it next on Grillin' Dylan. Call me right now, 404-726-0929 is the number. 404-726-0929 is the number to get in the game and talk to your boy. We'll do it next right here on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Friday. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. And shout out to all my people listening in the bed right now as well. We'll get to Grillin' Dylan here in just a couple of minutes. Still a couple of phone lines open. 404-726-0929 is the number to get in the game and talk to your boy. We can talk about whatever you like. Yeah. Whether it's the Falcons, what they should do at quarterback, what should they do in the draft. Whether you want to talk about the Hawks, we'll get into them a little bit more in a second, as a matter of fact. Whether you want to talk about movies, what you're doing this weekend, life, it don't matter. We can talk about whatever. 404-726-0929 is the number. Speaking of the Atlanta Hawks, we are going to talk about them for a second. Because this is frustrating. It really is. You have a really good game against a Utah Jazz team who, again, I think you should have beat, and you did beat. Matter of fact, you beat them 124-97. Very good game for the Hawks. Wire-to-wire victory. Defense looked good for the second straight game in a row. You start to get that little glimmer of hope. Not a whole lot. And I even said, I don't know if I'm ready to make myself vulnerable to the Hawks again because they just be hurting me too much, man. Well, after they win a game 124-97, two nights later, they lose 124-97. You can't make this stuff up, man. Lose 124-97 to the Brooklyn Nets. Now, they got off to a slow start. I checked in. I was doing some work, but I checked in on the game, and it was like 18-4. I was like, uh-oh, this ain't good. Then halftime, though, they had cut it down to only a 6-point deficit. It was 56-50 at the half. But the Nets went on a early 5-0 run to start the fourth. Dennis Smith Jr. got a layup. Mikal Bridges hit a three. Cam Johnson, he was really the player of the game, had a season-high 29 points for Cam. So he was cooking. And now the Hawks have to find a way to hopefully pick themselves back up and get back at it, because tomorrow they're taking on this same Brooklyn Nets team, so hopefully they can get their get back. DeJounte Murray, he looks solid again, 28 points 5 assists, 6 rebounds, 2 of 5 from 3, 11 of 19 from the field. Bogey, 11 points, 4 of 13, 1 of 5 from 3. He struggled a little bit. Clint Capella, yeah, Clint Capella, he not it, man. I'm sorry. I hate to be so frank about Clint. Good dude. But us not having a Yucca is harsh. And Clint showing his age now, man. Clint showing his age. So 7 points, 6 rebounds for Clint. I at least need Clint to clean up the glass if he's not going to be able to make layups for real. 14 points, 5 rebounds for Jalen Johnson. Sadiq Bey, he's cooled off now after a couple of solid outings. 6 points, 0 of 2 from 3, 0 of 2 from 3, 2 of 9 from the field. Hawk shot 43% from the field, 28% from 3, 8 of 28 from 3 the Hawks were. And again, like I said, Cam Johnson, 29 points. Dennis Schroeder, the former Hawk, messed up his old team. 23 points for him. And you did a good job with Kelvin Bridges. He only had 15 points, 5 assists, 7 rebounds, 6 of 14 from the field, 3 and 9 from 3. So he didn't hurt you too much, but Cam Johnson and Dennis Schroeder, they got you a little bit. Lonnie Walker, Dennis Smith Jr., they had double digits off the bench as well. 11 for Lonnie Walker, 10 for Dennis Smith Jr., so again, just not a good game from the Hawks. Got off to a slow start. Tried to make it a game. Made it a game at halftime and just couldn't finish well either. So what are you going to do? Again, this showed me why. I just can't get too invested. You know, I still love my Hawks, but I got to love them from afar. Because they just, if I get too invested, they just hurt my heart. That's all it is to it. But, all right, let's go ahead and get to what we need to get to, and that is Grillin' Dylan.
Got something you want to say? Now's the time to say it.
Hi, I just want to talk about one thing.
This is Grillin' Dylan on the Hometown Take.
404-726-0929 is the number. 404-726-0929. Couple minutes here for you to get in the game. Let's head out to Flowery Branch first and foremost and talk to my guy, Grant. Grant, what's going on, man? Good Friday morning to you. How you feeling, brother?
I'm good. How are you, Dylan?
Doing good, man. Doing good. What's on your mind?
All right, man. I saw this on the Stephen A. Show.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to ask, who is the better all-time scare, James P. Sullivan or Randall Boggs?
Okay. That's a solid question. To be honest, I don't know what he's talking about. He said, who is the all-time best scare? It sounded like he said scarer. I don't know those people he mentioned. Day-Day, do you know what he's talking about? I need some help. I'm using the lifeline because honestly, I don't know what he's talking about. Does Tom from Alabama know what Grant is talking about? And it's not a bad question from Grant. I really just don't know. I'm young. I'm 27, about to be 28. So, you know, you have to forgive me. My youth is showing right now.
Yeah, I thought he said starer.
Starer?
So, yeah, I was trying to grab another call, so I didn't catch it all the way. But it sounded like he said starer.
Yeah, Grant, I'm sorry. I didn't know what you said. And we have a little bit of time, so that's why I kind of wanted to move past it. But anywho, I'm going to go. I think he said Wade Boggs was one of the options. I'm going to go with him because his name sounds familiar. So there you go. My youth showing a little bit there. All right. Let's head out to Randy real quick before we wrap things up here. Randy, what's going on with your brother, man? My man's calling out of McDonough this morning. What's up, Randy?
What's up, bro? I heard from you in a minute, man. Hey, look, I've never seen somebody get stumbled on a question just like
that. I didn't know what he was talking about. I didn't tell if he said scare or stare. Like, I don't know, bro.
Man hung up the phone quick, too. Yeah. Hey, man, let me get you out of here, man. Hey, look, though. Nah, Justin Fields, man. I just got a question, man. I heard the deal's already done.
Yeah.
And everybody talking about Kirk Cousins. Kirk Cousins ain't leaving Minnesota. Them dude married down there, man. So, you know.
His wife is from Atlanta, though, Randy. You know, his wife might want to come back, you know.
Have y'all heard the Vikings coach talk to the news about Kirk Cousins?
I have.
Man,
he
don't want to let that man
he ride or die
all.
For Kirk Cousins. Kevin O'Connell ride or die for Kirk Cousins.
Hey, ain't ready to let that man go. But nah, man, I was just checking on you, man. Hey, it's good to hear from you, bro.
Hey, I appreciate it, Randy. You have a great rest of your day, brother, man. I appreciate you. Always good to hear from my guy. But yeah, there has been false reports that the deal's already done. The deal is not done. I have not seen that from a reputable source of Adam Schefter or Ian Rappaport or Tom Pelissero or, you know, with Jeremy Fowler. I've got no reputable source that the deal is done, but I have seen those fake reports that the deal is done. So, no, the Falcons have not reportedly traded for Justin Fields from any good source. So I'm not going to spread that information because I do not believe it is true. But what is true is that we got to talk to the morning shift next. But the homies, they will not be in the studio with me. We'll check in. They are live at Five Iron Golf here in Midtown. So we'll see what they got going on outside of the Kia studios. We'll check in with the morning shift next, right after this on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Friday. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. And shout out to all my people listening in the bed right now as well. We'll get to Grill and Dylan here in just a couple of minutes. Still a couple of phone lines open. 404-726-0929 is the number to get in the game and talk to your boy. We can talk about whatever you like. Yeah. Whether it's the Falcons, what they should do at quarterback, what should they do in the draft. Whether you want to talk about the Hawks, we'll get into them a little bit more in a second, as a matter of fact. Whether you want to talk about movies, what you're doing this weekend, life, it don't matter. We can talk about whatever. 404-726-0929 is the number. Speaking of the Atlanta Hawks. We are going to talk about them for a second because this is frustrating. It really is. You have a really good game against a Utah Jazz team who, again, I think you should have beat, and you did beat. Matter of fact, you beat them 124-97. Very good game for the Hawks. Wire-to-wire victory. Defense looked good for the second straight game in a row. You start to get that little glimmer of hope. Not a whole lot. And I even said, I don't know if I'm ready to make myself vulnerable to the Hawks again because they just be hurting me too much, man. Well, after they win a game 124-97, two nights later, they lose 124-97. You can't make this stuff up, man. Lose 124-97 to the Brooklyn Nets. Now, they got off to a slow start. I checked in. I was doing some work, but I checked in on the game, and it was like 18-4. I was like, uh-oh, this ain't good. Then, halftime, though, they had cut it down to only a six-point deficit. It was 56-50 at the half. But the Nets went on a early 5-0 run to start the fourth. Dennis Smith Jr. got a layup. Mikal Bridges hit a three. Cam Johnson, he was really the player of the game, had a season-high 29 points for Cam. So he was cooking. And now the Hawks have to find a way to hopefully pick themselves back up and get back at it because tomorrow they're taking on this same Brooklyn Nets team, so hopefully they can get their get back. DeJounte Murray, he looks solid again, 28 points, 5 assists, 6 rebounds, 2 of 5 from 3, 11 of 19 from the field. Bogey, 11 points, 4 of 13, 1 of 5 from 3. He struggled a little bit. Clint Capella, he not it, man. I'm sorry. I hate to be so frank about Clint. Good dude. But us not having a yucca is harsh. And Clint showing his age now, man. Clint showing his age. So 7 points, 6 rebounds for Clint. I at least need Clint to clean up the glass if he's not going to be able to make layups for real. 14 points, 5 rebounds for Jalen Johnson. Saddiq Bey, he's cooled off now after a couple of solid outings. 6 points, 0 of 2 from 3, 0 of 2 from 3, 2 of 9 from the field. Hawk shot 43% from the field, 28% from 3, 8 of 28 from 3 the Hawks were. And again, like I said, Cam Johnson, 29 points. Dennis Schroeder, the former Hawk, messed up his old team, 23 points for him. And you did a good job with Kelvin Bridges. He only had 15 points, 5 assists, 7 rebounds, 6 of 14 from the field, 3 and 9 from 3. So he didn't hurt you too much, but Cam Johnson and Dennis Schroeder, they got you a little bit. Lonnie Walker, Dennis Smith Jr., they had double digits off the bench as well. 11 for Lonnie Walker, 10 for Dennis Smith Jr. So, again, just not a good game from the Hawks. Got off to a slow start, tried to make it a game, made it a game at halftime, and just couldn't finish well either. So, what are you going to do? Again, this showed me why. I can't get too invested. You know, I still love my Hawks, but I got to love them from afar because they just, if I get too invested, they just hurt my heart. That's all it is to it. But, all right, let's go ahead and get to what we need to get to, and that is Grillin' Dylan.
Got something you want to say? Now's the time to say it.
Hi, I just want to talk about one thing.
This is Grillin' Dylan on the Hometown Take.
404-726-0929 is the number. 404-726-0929. Couple minutes here for you to get in the game. Let's head out to Flowery Branch first and foremost and talk to my guy, Grant. Grant, what's going on, man? Good Friday morning to you. How you feeling, brother?
I'm good. How are you, Dylan?
Doing good, man. Doing good. What's on your mind?
All right, man. I saw this on the Stephen A. Show.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to ask, who is the better all-time scare, James P. Sullivan or Randall Boggs?
Okay. That's a solid question. To be honest, I don't know what he's talking about. He said who is the all-time best scare? It sounded like he said scarer. I don't know those people he mentioned. Day-Day, do you know what he's talking about? I need some help. I'm using the lifeline because honestly, I don't know what he's talking about.
Let me go to Tom in Alabama.
Does Tom from Alabama know what Grant is talking about? And it's not a bad question from Grant. I really just don't know. I'm young. I'm 27. About to be 28. So, you know, you have to forgive me. My youth is showing right now.
Yeah, I thought he said starer.
Starer?
So, yeah, I was trying to grab another call, so I didn't catch it all the way. But it sounded like he said starer.
Yeah, Grant, I'm sorry. I didn't know what you said. And we have a little bit of time, so that's why I kind of wanted to move past it. But anywho, I'm going to go. I think he said Wade Boggs was one of the options. I'm going to go with him because his name sounds familiar. So there you go. My youth showing a little bit there. All right. Let's head out to Randy real quick before we wrap things up here. Randy, what's going on with your brother, man? My man's calling out of McDonough this morning. What's up, Randy?
What's up, bro? I heard Frank in a minute, man. Hey, look, I've never seen somebody get stumbled on a question just like
that. I didn't know what he was talking about. I didn't tell if he said scare or stare. Like, I don't know, bro.
Hey, man, hung up the phone quick, too. Yeah. Hey, man, let me get you out of here, man. Hey, look, though. Justin Fields, man. I just got a question, man. I heard the deal's already done.
Yeah.
And everybody talking about Kirk Cousins. Kirk Cousins ain't leaving Minnesota. Them dude married down there, man. So, you know.
His wife is from Atlanta, though, Randy. You know, his wife might want to come back, you know.
Have y'all heard the Vikings coach talk to the news about Kirk Cousins?
I have. He ride or die for Kirk Cousins. Kevin O'Connell ride or die for Kirk Cousins.
Hey, ready to let that man go. But nah, man, I'm just checking on you, man. Hey, it's good to hear from you, bro.
Hey, I appreciate it, Randy. You have a great rest of your day, brother, man. I appreciate you. Always good to hear from my guy. But yeah, there has been false reports that the deal's already done. The deal is not done. I have not seen that from a reputable source of Adam Schefter or Ian Rappaport or Tom Pelissero or, you know, with Jeremy Fowler. I've got no reputable source that the deal is done, but I have seen those fake reports that the deal is done. So, no, the Falcons have not reportedly traded for Justin Fields from any good source. So I'm not going to spread that information because I do not believe it is true. But what is true is that we got to talk to the morning shift next. But the homies, they will not be in the studio with me. We'll check in. They are live at 5 Iron Golf here in Midtown. So we'll see what they got going on outside of the Kia Studios. We'll check in with the morning shift next, right after this on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.